Welcome to You Glow Girl, the podcast celebrating the women who illuminate Walmart and Sam's Club culture. In honor of Women's History Month, join us on a journey of empowerment, inspiration, and resilience. From coast to coast, these remarkable women light up every corner of our organization. Get ready to be captivated, moved, and empowered by their stories. Because when women shine, everyone thrives. Tune in and let their brilliance ignite your passion. This is You Glow Girl. Here's your host, Kirby Gwen.
Welcome back. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with a trailblazing leader whose journey through the realms of technology, cybersecurity, and entrepreneurship serves as a beacon of inspiration for all of us. Our guest today is a visionary professional whose quest for excellence has taken her from the halls of Temple University to the forefront of global risk management at Walmart Global Tech. With a stellar academic background in computer information systems and an MBA in cybersecurity from Johnson & Wales University, our guest's expertise spans across industries from Fortune 500 companies like GE Capital and Marriott International to groundbreaking ventures in mobile app development and cryptocurrency investment. Beyond her professional accolades, our guest is a multifaceted individual with a passion for innovation and empowerment. As a self-taught investor, author, and hotelier, she embodies the spirit of continuous learning and growth, inspiring others to pursue their passions with relentless determination. Join us as we dive deep into our guest's remarkable journey, exploring her insights on leadership, cybersecurity, and the ever-evolving landscape of technology. Let us prepare to be inspired by her wisdom, energized by her enthusiasm, and empowered to embrace our own unique journeys of self-discovery and achievement. Without further ado, please let us welcome to the podcast stage the one and only Angel LaBelle Johnson. Hi.
You are too much, Kirby. Oh my gosh, I can take you everywhere I go. Yes, Kirby. Yes.
Yes.
So much. I love your energy.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here.
So grateful to be here with you again. I remember the first time I met you was in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, for the Women in Global Tech event in Detroit, which you were an award recipient. Congratulations again. I've got to say, was that your first time in Detroit?
You know what? It probably wasn't. I think I went as a child,
okay.
But it was my first time as an adult.
All right.
And the Women of Color event was such a beautiful event. Walmart definitely did a great job having a presence there, but also you and I connected at an actual store after that, which was really nice. So very, very grateful to have met you in both places.
Oh, thank you. I've got to say, though, if you had to rate my city on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give us?
You know what? I honestly didn't get a chance to get out. You know, it was we were work. But I mean, I don't have anything negative to say, Kirby. I try to always have a positive spin.
Angel, you know what? Let's just go on and get into the question.
All good.
So let's talk about your career. I mean, your career trajectory is incredibly impressive. From starting out as a computer developer to now serving as the Director of Business Information Security Partner at Walmart Global Tech, can you just walk us through some of those key milestones and experiences that have really shaped your journey to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I have to, you know, it is Women's History Month, so I have to highlight that being a woman in tech has never really been an easy journey for me. I'm very grateful to be in this space, but it is a space that, you know, let's call it what it is, has majority of men. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very grateful to also be surrounded by wonderful, wonderful, supportive men in this space. But I'm always pushing to bring more women and minorities into tech. I've been very grateful about where my career has started from. I always tell people my beginnings have been very humble in general. So I grew up in Philadelphia, and I don't shy away from sharing my life story. My mother had me when she was in high school in Philadelphia. And so we live with my grandmother. And so all of this amazingness that has happened is not necessarily the norm from where I started from. And I'm very humbled and very grateful on a day-to-day basis of what I've been able to accomplish. Ultimately, where I'm going in general, Kirby, I don't believe that this is the final destination. I believe that, you know, there are many opportunities that await ahead of me, and I'm up for the challenge.
Yes. As someone who has such a diverse background in technology, security, and mobile app development, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced in your roles at Walmart Global Tech? And just let's talk about how you've overcome them.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that, you know, I'm going to give a plus on Walmart Global Tech.
A Walmart plus.
Yeah, that part. The culture here, Kirby, and I'm not just making it up. It's how I met you. It's how you and I vibe. We act as if we see each other consistently, but we know that we don't. And so there are many people here at this company that I feel very similar about. I think the culture is very rich. And so that is very exciting. I am grateful for the work, the level of work, the challenges. I support the end-to-end process, which includes fulfillment, you know, distribution centers, drivers. The scope is really, really large for what we try to keep safe and secure from an InfoSec perspective. And the opportunities are endless to what we're able to do on a day-to-day basis, where we're able to go as far as from a career trajectory, the exposure. You know, sometimes you don't ask for the exposure. Sometimes you just show up to a meeting and, you know, you're surrounded by all SVPs. Yeah. That's the level of scope that we have here at Walmart and at Walmart Global Tech. It's an exciting time to be in InfoSec. I have amazing leaderships from the deputy CISO, Rob, and to the CISO, Jerry. We have really great leadership, which makes it very easy for us to show up, to be great, to drive more, and to take things to the next level.
You said something that just lit my soul on fire a second ago. You were saying you were grateful for the challenges. One of my favorite quotes is that challenges make champions. And I know that it takes a long time for us to learn just like the beauty in overcoming those obstacles. But can you just talk to me about how you got comfortable, or if you are comfortable, you know, with encountering challenges and how you perceive them now versus just perceiving them as huge obstacles?
Yeah, I tell people about my humble beginnings because I think it plays a part into who I am. Mm-hmm. And so I, from a child, was always surrounded by love. And I have my own daughter. And so when we talk about children, I think it's very important to surround children with loved ones and to build them up and to make sure that not just their character, but their confidence is where it should be. And so I grew up that way. I grew up surrounded by love. I have a very large family in Philadelphia. So you can picture, you know, 100 people at all times. And I just grew up that way. And so fast forward as an adult, I'm very clear on my strengths. I'm very clear on my weaknesses. I'm very clear on who I am as a person, as a woman, as a Black woman, and as a woman in tech. And so I'm very clear, and I know that I know that I know certain things. And so when I show up that way. I try to be, you know, my authentic self because I don't know how to be someone else. Yeah. I always remember what Oprah said. You know, she said, I only know how to be Oprah.
Yes.
And that's how I feel. I only know how to be Angel. It's not short for Angela. It's not really April. And I turned it into Angel. I just only know how to be Angel. And so that's who I am. That's what I put into my work on a day-to-day basis. That's what I bring to the table, you know, my authentic self every single day. And so those challenges, they are plentiful. But at the end of the day, I try to show up and try to work through those challenges in a way that only Angel could work through those challenges.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
I love hearing you reference your family because, as we know, like, we do not travel these journeys of life alone. Mm-hmm. How does your family feel about all that you've accomplished in your career? Are they like, that's my baby?
It's such a great question. Even when you ask that, I get chills. So I try to bring my family on the journey with me. So, for example, my daughter and I, we travel quite a bit. And so when we go to the beach, we bring my mother with us. We bring my aunt with us. You know, so this isn't just Angel moving forward in life. This is the family unit. We have barbecues. We have a lot of different, you know, retirement parties. We got cake and ice cream for birthdays. I may bring the shrimp and the chicken. You know, to much is given, much is required, Kirby. Ooh, and you know how that works in our communities. So
absolutely. Well, not only are you bringing the shrimp to the barbecue, you're taking everybody along for the ride, but also you are such a multifaceted individual, investor, author, hotelier, which is a word I just learned today. I was like, wow, she does it all.
I like the way it rolls off of your tongue.
Thank you. I practiced. Tell me a little bit about what life has been like managing your various interests and balancing that with your career at Walmart.
So that's another great question, girl. When you speak about authentic self, I show up as I am. And so I have multiple passions. I am not single threaded. I am not only just into technology. I love the beach. I like to ski, you know, as many different things that I'm into. I also like to write. I also like to motivate. That's what led me into the book. Actually, it was a speaking engagement. So I got invited to write for an anthology. And the woman who started the anthology, her and I were speaking together on a panel. That's how we met many years before. And we just stayed in contact. So I used to work for Marriott Hotels. I used to manage and lead the design and development of mobile apps. And my mentor who worked for Marriott, he's the one who told me that you already were investing in Philadelphia properties. You should consider investing in hotels. And so I hope people hear me. Surround yourself by good-hearted people, people who care about you, people who want the best for you. It's not, you can't hit it 100% of the time, but if you strive for it, you can really hit it most of the time. And I've been very grateful and very blessed to be surrounded by people who care about me and who want the best for me and who mention a thing or two, you know, people who are smart, people who are, you know, have resources. So those things that I have been involved in, typically it's because someone gave me a word or I read something, you know. And so going back to your original question, I'm not single threaded. I'm very much into many different things. And I think that's the secret sauce to who I am, is that I allow myself the space to work hard during the day. But then at night, you know, we may go to the pool, you know, again, we may go skiing, you know, we may go snow tubing. The moment to live is now. And so I try to be very balanced as well so that, you know, I'm not too heavy on the work side. And then I have people in my life who I work with, and I'm not going to say any names, but he knows who he is, where he'll text me, you're going a little hard. Are you, how's the self-care? Are you focused on that this week? Because you're doing a lot of hard work this week. I'm grateful for those people that are part of my village.
I loved what you said about not being a single thread, because I think sometimes when you really start to dive deep into your career, there's almost this mindset that society encourages you to have, like, this is who you are, one lane, stay focused, and you forget all of those other things that have built, like, all the little hobbies and interests that you have who have made you the person that you are today, and how much you still need to allow the space to have those things in your life. I love that. You're a girl. I also want to go back to something we kind of touched on earlier, being a woman in a male-dominated field. What advice would you offer to women who are looking to break into or advance their careers in technology and cybersecurity?
Great question. It is very important to know your strengths because it's those strengths that you're going to have to really lean on and rely on when the times get tough, when the doors close, when the answers are no. You're going to have to lean on, what am I good at? Who am I? Just on that base level, because what I won't do, Kirby, is paint a rosy picture. It is not all rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes this role, moving into tech, you can have a tough time doing so.
Speak on.
Sometimes the retention, that's not always easy too. Sometimes people jump in and then the high, though, you know, a little too hot. And so that's the reality. And so we have to really learn how to play to our strengths, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, and let's just take you, for example, you know, you speak well, you know, your glasses are fly, you know, you have plenty of great questions and great topics. Nobody can take that from you. Everybody knows that's who Kirby is. And so we have to know on an individual level, Kirby, who we are and stand firm on that. And I feel the same about my spiritual gifts and strengths as well. I am who I am, and I'm not great at everything. I know that as well. But I do know that I'm good at some things, and I know those things that I'm good at. And so my recommendation for people is to understand that about yourself. So that when you show up when in this technical space, in this cybersecurity space, you can stand and play in that lane, playing to your strengths so that you don't have to try to convince somebody of something else. You know who you are.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for those words of affirmation. I think that this is a perfect segue into our next question. But you've mentioned your passion for inspiring and motivating others to live their best life. How do you incorporate that passion into your leadership style at Walmart? And then what other strategies do you use to empower your team?
Yeah. I'm going to start with empowering the team because we handle a lot of intense work.
Yes.
We solve a lot of hard problems. And my team is amazing. I attribute the success that I've had to my team. We have to stay motivated, but we also have to stay encouraged. Mm. And those are not easy to do when you're dealing with topics like security.
Yeah.
Security sounds good and looks good from the outside, but when your sleeves are rolled up and you're in the middle of it and, you know, you're combating against fraudsters, it gets a little heavy. So it is very important for us to stay encouraged as well as have the self-care, because sometimes it's not something that can be done here in the Walmart walls.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd have to take it to go get a massage, a pedicure, a rest, some beach time, the sun, many different things. And prayerfully, my team can attest to this. I believe in that. I believe that we have to refill our cup because of the type of work that we consistently do on a day-to-day basis. We're fighting fires at every turn. And so we have to make sure that we're not burnt out at the end of the day.
Yes.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio podcast.
So with your doctorate in technology degree underway, how do you balance furthering your education while also managing your professional responsibilities? And I know we've talked a lot about balance, but that's a big one.
It is. And the timing on that question is very appropriate because this is my third semester. It's a doctorate of technology. And the first two semesters were very reasonable. You know, where I was like, okay.
You said the first two.
This third semester has really, really been challenging. And then work really got busy. And busy is probably an understatement. It's hard. It's hard to balance. But the good thing is that I only have one more month in this semester. Another key point is that for doctorate core classes, you are unable to get a B minus. So exactly. So it's either A or B. And so that has another level of pressure around it, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes life is hard, Kirby.
Ooh.
So it is a lesson in life. One of the reasons why I decided to, and this is probably TMI, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I want people to know why, a doctorate in technology isn't necessary for my career, per se. But I did not have any doctorate of technology or doctorates in general in my family. And so I wanted to be able to do that for my family, but also for my daughter to see that I could do this. So when the times get tough is when I fall back and rely on that. And it's important for her to see her mother as an eternal learner. We don't know it all. It gets hard sometimes. And I also want her to see that sometimes it's just hard. And sometimes you just got to deal with it and suffer through it to get to the other side, to get to the sun, you know, go through all the storms. this semester has been kind of stormy, but we all know that the sun comes out again. So
yes, let's talk legacy before we wrap up here. As we celebrate Women's History Month, what message or legacy do you hope to leave for future generations of women in tech and cybersecurity?
Oh gosh, Kirby, don't get me crying up on here.
Come on. I got some tissue.
I remember reading this book and it talked about the first half of life is very focused on the individual and what you are trying to accomplish, where you're trying to go. And the second half of life is very focused on helping others, who you can bring along, who you can move forward. And so I have intentionally been focused on that second half. Who can I motivate? Who can I bring along? The road to success can be very long and very lonely if you don't have people that are on the road with you. And so it's very important when we talk about words like legacy, that we are thoughtful about that and that we are very focused on trying to help, to motivate, to lead, and to bring people along for the journey. Being a minority woman, that's who I know myself to be. So that's the path that I have been on. And I know that path has not always included women and minorities, people that look like me. And so it's very important that I shine light to that. And so, you know, people are like, oh, and here Angel come again. She always talking about women in tech. But it's important to me. That is a part of my legacy. That is a part of who I am. It is important for when children who are brown and tall in the inner city, that they see someone that looks like them, that they see someone that they can resonate with, that they can ask a question to. You know, it's very important for us to be approachable. I know you don't have that problem because you're very approachable, but it's important for us to be there. It's important for us to show up, to tell our stories, because there is something that is within all of us that the next generation can use and to step on shoulders. We just don't have that. And especially Black women, you know, it is Women's History Month, but we just came out of Black History Month. We don't have a lot of examples, people that we can have conversations. You know, a good portion of my time is not just focused on the actual work, but the people aspect. You know, I just had a call with a brother who was trying to transfer from one team to the next. And, you know, people need help. And so my legacy is one I believe can inspire, but also as a helping hand. And that is who I am and who I want the world to see.
Oof, Angel, it has been such a privilege to share a space with you today. Thank you so much for using your powers for good. I am so excited about the future, everything that you're accomplishing, everything that you are doing. But above all, I am extremely grateful that you are operating in the way that you are and making sure that the next generation will be able to seamlessly integrate into these spaces in tech. So thank you for the work that you are doing. And thank you for being here today. You're amazing. Any final words?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kirby. And you likewise, you have such great energy. And again, no one can take that away from you. You know, you are operating in your spiritual gift as well here, getting hyping everybody up, bringing the stories to the people. And I saw that on a windy day in Detroit, you know, you were doing it. And so I want you to know that we see you too, Kirby, and we appreciate you. And they all see you too. All the girls that are wanting to be in that space, to have the headphones on, to have the mic in front of them, you're definitely paving the way. And we're grateful for you.
Oh, see, now I feel like I'm the interviewee. Thank you again.
Everybody needs their flowers, Kirby.
Everybody needs their flowers. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Angel. Any final words or shout outs you want to give before you go?
Yeah, I mean, shout out to InfoSec, the end-to-end InfoSec team. Hopefully they'll see this. I'm going to give names. We have Scott Clark, we have Kadira, Sarat, Caleb, you know, on a day-to-day basis, they're holding down the end-to-end InfoSec team and just doing great things. We have a lot to work on currently, and there's a lot more in store. So just grateful for them and grateful for leadership, Jerry and Rob, very grateful for the leadership that we have, and just ultimately grateful for the culture. I mentioned that earlier, but the culture is a real thing. And so definitely happy to be a part of it.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch and we will definitely be staying tuned because you said that there's a lot more to come. So we'll keep our eye on you, Angel Johnson. Yeah. Thank you for being here. I love you, sis.
Likewise. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Check out our shows by listening to us live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more stories and celebrations on social at Walmart World. Thanks for tuning in to the You Glow Girl series on the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.